Chapter 32. Just as LP was being revived from his personal imagery and music journey with John Atman, Hector Holdfast was startled awake by a nightmare that he had been having. He tried to recall as many details as possible. It had started with driving, or was he flying, in what seemed like a car, but was actually a chariot of some sort. He was being guided by a character that introduced itself as Leomas. Was this being related to the grim death of Garamond? They flew across a dark sky that was quartered off into sections, each of which descended into the ground, like a massive staircase taking them into a pit. Each step was painted with a progressively darker shade of red until the bottom one looked like it was almost black. Leomas pointed to the last step, which seemed to roll out like a giant tongue, only to be transformed into a slow-moving river of red. All around were large totems covered with birds and other creatures, seemingly waving goodbye to Hector and Leomas as they continued along their path. The chariot became a boat and was being tossed on crimson waves. Faint sprays of red splattered onto the hull and the faces of the pair in the vessel. It reached a shore that hugged the edge of the river, undulating like a giant curling snake that was on fire. The coastline was covered with the bodies of all kinds of creatures, but most looked like human remains in partial states of decay. Smaller snakes, alligators, scarabs, beetles, and more insects explored the scene of devastation. From the center of this wasteland scene, a brilliant, colorful orb emerged. Beams of light shone forth from it, seeming to reach out to Hector and Leomas. It looked like it was about to erupt, and when it exploded, the boat was tossed upward with the blast, sending Holdfast to the bottom of what he could only imagine was a sea of some kind. He struggled to reach the surface, but was constantly being thrown back under by waves of blood. At this point, he woke in a sweat, his silk sheets pulled tight around him. He sat up and took several deep breaths, trying to calm himself. "I have to stop eating chocolate before I go to bed," Holdfast declared at last to no one, then lay back down and returned to a deep slumber.